Hello, everyone. Welcome to my K-pop diary. And for those of you who are wondering if you clicked on the wrong podcast, you did not. Don't worry. Stay here. It's me, Jess Precious. And just to let you guys know, this is still What's in the K-pop, but the what in What in the K-pop stands for whatever I want to do or want to post and or talk about. So this is my own little solo segment where I just talk about things that are going on in my mind in the K-pop community or just about myself, and I just want you guys to get to know me a little bit more. Just as Precious. So I hope you guys all enjoy, and yeah, I'm gonna get started. But before we get started, I'm going to ease your ears and we're going to play Pac-Man by Ige. Cause yeah, this podcast is kind of dedicated to him at the moment. But yeah, so I'm gonna get into it and we're gonna unlock my diary and we're going to see what I got to say. Bye.
Love me, it's just getting harder and harder to do. Got my asses, my phone keeps calling you. Hey, you never pick up unless you got nothing to do. But you say that you want me, but just I want you. Over and over, like it's been over. Will your games ever be through? Play me over and over, time when I love her. Hoping you run out of quarters soon. Don't hide me, leave me, no, I don't mean that. Love me all the way to death.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to What in the K-pop? I'm Precious. And actually, today I just want to let you guys know that the what in the K-pop stands for doing whatever I want. And Yvette and I, we've actually had, off mic, we've been talking lately, and we're actually going to be starting, just doing some different stuff here on the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy. But I'm just gonna get to it. So basically, welcome to this segment is going to be just me solo by myself, and it's called My K-pop Diary, or just my diary. Pretty much, this is a segment on the podcast where I talk about things that are on my mind in the K-pop world, stuff like that. Anything that, again, anything that comes to my mind, because I can talk about whatever I want on this podcast. And I don't know, it's just been, the past couple of maybe weeks or so. Like, I mean, anyone that's listening to the podcast probably hasn't noticed, or, me personally, I have taken a break from social media. I've done that for the past couple weeks, maybe 2, 3 weeks, maybe. It's been a while. And it's just, I think that's the topic that I kind of want to talk about today. Sort of, kind of. Pretty much, it's just, I know when I say pretty much a lot, but it's just like social media lately, why I kind of dropped off is just, it made me just sick. Social media made me sick. Because, I mean, obviously, I do this podcast because I love to talk about K-pop. I love to hang out with my friends, that come on the K-pop every now and again. And I just, like talking about bullshit about K-pop, anything that's funny, stuff like that. But as of lately, with all the things that have been going on, I mean, this podcast is not a political podcast, but me, I am, like I always say, guys, I am a Filipino girl in this big world. And me personally, it's just, I have been seeing a lot of things that are just so negative lately. When it comes to the Asian hate, everything like that. I mean, especially, when the Black Lives Matter thing, that one was really important to me because, I mean, a bit of background, no one, I mean, I'm not here to, spill on my business, but given my background with my family is very mixed. So I have a lot of people that are in it that, mean a lot to me. Some of the people in my family are African American. Some of the people in my family are Hispanic. My family is composed of also Filipinos. And it's just, I don't know. When I looked at social media a couple weeks ago, I just started to feel really sick to my stomach because it makes me sad because the world that, we live in, we all try and make a difference. Hopefully things, will start turning around. But when I started looking at, everything that was going on around me, it just made me really want to step back and think. Because, I mean, it's very obvious. I know that this world isn't, just, it's not what it looks like on the outside, because I know that there are deeper things going on. But me personally, I'm really not one to share, all kinds of, not my business, but I don't mean to really share my business and stuff like that, all on social media, everything like that. So me personally, I just wanted to step back pretty much. Yeah, I again, like, you guys know I don't script anything. I never do. And this is just me and my little K-pop diary, again, a segment of the podcast where I can just, talk freely and be me and, just talk about things that come to my mind or things that maybe matter to me. And lately, I think social media was one of the big things that really contributed to kind of my, like, not like, I know that there are varying degrees of depression, and then I'm not, stating that I know a lot, but it's just, it contributed to my personal depression. And I mean, I know there may not be, or there probably is, people listening to this podcast. And whether or not you guys, take what I say to heart, just know that, if you're sad, you're not alone and things are gonna get better. But me in my, sitting in my shoes, standing in my shoes, I felt so sad the past couple weeks. And I just feel like I needed to take a break because everywhere I looked, I, turning on the TV, I didn't really like it, what I was seeing. And it's just, my mind really started to hurt and my heart started to hurt. And, going on Instagram, is something, going on social media is supposed to be quote unquote fun because, you talk to your friends, you share memes, you do all that kind of fun stuff. You do this, all this kind of fun stuff. And, everything that's been sad in the world, it's leaking to social media because I know that social media is a very good news outlet for us to, to understand what's happening. And, it was leaking into my TikTok and it was going, into my Instagram. And I know that it's very serious what is happening. Again, I'm just briefly talking about it before I start talking about something else. Because I have, a three-track mind or whatever. But, I just wanted to let everyone know that I am sad. I am a little depressed. And I know this is probably something that you don't want to hear on What in the K-Pop because we're supposed to be here having fun and talking about K-Pop, but sometimes it's not fun. And, like, K-Pop is a way for me to escape and it's not even doing that for me now. So that's why I just felt like it was necessary to just take a step back and, not go on TikTok. I had a really good friend of mine. She set a timer on my TikTok. So even if I did go on it, I wouldn't be on for that long. But I mean, she set a timer. She knows the password. I can't get the password because she knows it. And I thank her for that. That's awesome. And I started, limiting my time on, Instagram, and I barely go on Facebook anyway, but I just, I have Facebook just to keep in contact with people. But like TikTok, especially Instagram, especially, I just felt I needed to step back. Any kind of social media platform, like, I wanted to step back and breathe because everything keeps leaking into social media. And again, social media is supposed to be quote unquote fun, but it is also the news. And I'm not saying I don't care. I really do care. But, like, me personally, in my headspace, like, this is just me telling people how I feel, whether or not people are actually listening to this or not. And maybe it just makes me feel better knowing that I'm talking and maybe no one is listening. So, I guess this is kind of like a confessional. I don't know what this is. But like I said, this is my K-pop diary or my just, my diary. This is something that I wanted to do personally on the podcast because the podcast is, we talk about K-pop and it's fun. We talk with our friends. It's fun. And this is a segment that I want to do by myself where, maybe I'll talk about, I mean, I will keep talking about K-pop. I will, or just random things that come to my mind at 3 o'clock in the morning about the K-pop world, or maybe just thoughts that I have. And, to be very, very honest, this segment and this person, he, again, I always joke, and like, this is kind of where I want to show, maybe this segment is something I want to show, like, I'm not trying to be like corny or sad, because I'm really just, trying to move on and not be sad. But again, I'm still working on my mental health, and I think that's something that's very important for everyone. Step back from social media, just collect yourself and reevaluate some things. So that's what I've been doing. I mean, I'm not gonna get too much into it, but just know that my break from social media, I mean, I'm still limiting myself, of course, but my break from social media has been very enlightening, and it's really helped. Still having some problems mentally, but the best I can do is, keep a positive attitude, and that's all I can really do for me. For me personally, right now, is that's just what I want to do. I just want to take my time and go on every now and again. And after that, just maybe turn my phone completely off and just ignore my phone. Because nowadays we're so addicted to our phones and this and that and social media, everything, and everything always has to be on camera. Everything is always being recorded, and it's scary. But enough with that. I just wanted to make this because, again, this is something that I want to do on our podcast, and it's something that I feel like needs to be done, maybe. Well, not needs to be done, but I love the podcast when I host with my co-host, Yvette. She's a wonderful person. I love, like, I, again, I was so honored when she asked me to do What in the K-Pop with her. And when we came up with the name, it makes sense, because the K-Pop world in general is so big, and you can talk about anything and everything. And that's why I thought it was so cool. And, lately, things have been, it's been crazy. We're in a panoramic, we're in a pepperoni pizza, we're in a pendejo. I don't know what this is. Like, we're in a really weird time. And we created the podcast because we needed, not like escape, I guess you would have to say that. Maybe like an escape or something to make ourselves happy. And this podcast is genuinely something that I love to do with my friend. And we can bring our other friends on here. Like, we made a New Year's podcast, and we had all of our friends. And that is something that, I hold close to my heart, because when I think about K-pop, it's not just, ooh, guy groups and girl groups, and solos and da-da-da, everybody's hot, ha-ha, and the music is so good. I mean, K-pop is K-pop no matter what, and it means something to everybody. And me, I associate K-pop with good memories that I make with my friends, or it's like this for everyone because it's different. This is just, from my point of view. I look at K-pop as, an escape and something that makes me happy, and music that really helps me. And I associate the music with good memories because I've met so many good people, and I'm not gonna cry, I promise. But like, I've met so many good people from K-pop. Because, like I said, in my Yoongi podcast that I made a while ago, after high school, I felt so, like, lost. Because when you're in high school, you are in those little, cliques, niches, whatever, and you have friends, but you're all forced to be together under a single roof. That's why you guys are all friends. And I do have some friends from high school still, but after high school, I graduated, and I didn't have anything belong to. Because, I mean, background of me, I used to be in ROTC, and I used to have so many friends. But I do talk to some of them. They are some of my best friends even till now. But me, I just personally felt, going to college, doing this, and not having anything to quote unquote belong to made me feel so just not sad in a sad way, but I just felt like I just felt so empty on the inside. And it's not even just because, like, oh, I don't have any like school events to go to. It's just like I didn't really have anything to like I didn't have any hobbies. Like, I didn't have anything. I just did school and I worked and I just didn't do anything. And when I discovered K-pop back in, beginning of 2018, it was New Year's, and I saw BTS, and I was like, wow, like, this is really cool. I like this music. I might get into it. This is really cool. And that is a day I'm actually never gonna look back on. It's not. I am so happy because when I discovered that, I discovered more things and I discovered more groups and more music. And I was like, wow, like, even though I don't understand it, because music is, it's inter not international. Well, yeah, it's international, but it's so universal because it can resonate with anyone, whether or not you understand the lyrics or not. And if you don't, just look it up for 2 seconds and you'll know what the song is saying. And I associate, discovering K-pop because with good people, because I have met some of my best friends and I have never been so grateful to have them. And I just felt so great because I found people, more people. I found more people to be friends with. I found a community with, even more people to belong to. And it just felt so amazing because I belong to something. And I was like, wow, like, there are so many people around the world, but we all like this one thing. Or it's like, oh, hey, like, you like GOT7, so do I. Like, who's your bias? And everything's fun. But I know sometimes the K-pop world is dark, and I know that it's not fun. And I might dive into it in my little segment here that I'm doing. But that, again, I'm just spieling. You guys know, like, deadass, me and Yvette and I, we never script anything. Because, like, no, like, I don't think it's really fun like that. Or, like, to have cue cards, that's not fun. Like, you guys know my personality. I mean, anyone that's been listening for, a good number of episodes, maybe it's about 40-something now, I don't know. But I just wanted to hop on and just talk. And I didn't plan any of this. I just wanted to pick up my recorder and my phone that I'm recording on a recorder. But you guys know my personality is being very just like, not like, I feel like I'm very like happy all the time sometimes. Like, when I'm doing the podcast, I always feel like a good surge of energy because I'm talking about something that I really want to talk about. And I'm just like, yes, like, I love GOT7, I love NCT. And then, I'm always the one that, I will say it, like, I'm quote unquote hashtag, low key, like, like that thirsty friend, ha ha ha. Like, yes, like, this man is so fine, he could spit in my mouth. But I'm just like, that's not, you guys know, like, that's not really, like, it's part of, like, that's me, but that's not me, if that makes, like, any sense. Because, I mean, anyone would know any better. What we post on social media, it's not real. Or, like, it is real, but we're only showing pieces of what people, like, or what we think we want people to see. So, obviously, I'm not going to post something sad, or obviously, I'm not going to post, anything too personal, because, I mean, it's my life and I'd have privacy. Like, again, for example, all the other idols, I'm not comparing myself to an idol, don't freaking worry. But it's like, everyone has, the idols, they have Instagrams, but they post what they want to, and that's it. They won't post anything sad. They don't, I mean, everyone has, every single person on this earth is a human being who deserves, privacy. They deserve respect. They deserve love. They deserve so much, and everyone is a human being, and I just feel in my heart that, it's just crazy now, but I really do hope that things get better. I'm gonna keep praying for it to get better, and that's what I want. So I guess this place is just to show, this is me. This section in the podcast that I do by myself is me. And I'm not doing it to be sad. I'm not doing it to be corny or anything like that. But, as much as I love, like, I seriously love, when Yvette comes over to my house and, we fuck around and we talk about the podcast and it's so fun, like, what we can do for you guys. And, we made an Instagram, and I don't even like Twitter, but we made a Twitter, and we made a YouTube that we're gonna be working on soon. We have so many things that, we want to share and do for you guys who are in the K-pop community, or anyone who just happens to be listening and, just sitting down. And because the K-pop, not K-pop, but, like, the podcast to me is, like, again, we created this in a panoramic because, no one can go anywhere. No one, maybe, for example, maybe, like, some people live really far away from their friends and they can't see their friends. And, like, the K-pop community is so big, and it's just, I want this place to feel like the podcast. I want it to feel like you're sitting down and, you can't talk back to us. Obviously, we can't hear you, but when you listen to our podcast, I really genuinely just want, you to feel like you're sitting down with your friends, just having a good time, having a laugh, being stupid and talking. And that's what I want for this podcast. And it makes me happy that, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not a celebrity, but I love the fact that we almost have, like, you know, 100-something. We have over 100 people on Instagram following us at What in the K-Pop, and it makes me happy because I'm just like, some people are actually listening, and that's so cool. And I look at our, you know, listens, and it's like, you know, we're not, you know, like celebrities, influencers. We're just two regular people doing something that we like to do and talk to and like talking about things we want to talk about. And I like the fact that, you know, we're not celebrities or whatever. And it's just like there's people actually clicking and listening to our podcast. And I think that's so cool. I'm just like, people actually do want to listen or listen around to our fuckery. Like, that is so cool. And like the persona that I put on there is like, I'm very, you know, I'm a crap, like, no, it's not. I am very full energy, and I love what I love. And I, when I do love something, I love it with everything that I got. And I love my friends that I made in the K-pop community. I love, you know, the artists that I got to know because some of their music is genuinely, you know, helped me through a good time, and which is why I don't talk about them that much. But like, I do put BTS on like a pedestal because right now, I mean, of course, they're not the only ones. I'm not, you know, I'm a multi. Everyone knows this. But I specifically hold them very close because everyone has that one group. It's like you hold them so close to you. And BTS was one of those for me. Because again, I discovered them at such a good time and I'm so happy that I did. And, you know, the Love Yourself series was my favorite because it really, you know, helped me. And I just hope, you know, anyone who's listening to music, it helps them. But yeah, that's what I wanted to come on here and say. I wanted to say that I have not been doing so good, but right now I'm doing better. I'm limiting myself from social media. And I just wanted to say that this is me. Hi, my name is Precious. I am one half of What in the K-Pop, and this is my K-Pop diary. And to be very honest, I know I have a 5-track mind because I was going to talk about somebody. His name. He's not. I'm just not dating anybody. You trust me. You guys would fucking know if I was dating somebody. But like, this person, like, again, in your, you know, when you're a K-pop stan, you have a bunch of biases or bias records, and it's haha, all fun. And you know, you always latch on to some people, like, you know, the person that you connect with the most. And the reason why I even want to do this podcast, or I've been listening to his, I want to do this little K-pop diary, talk about whatever I want, you know, solo Precious, because his name is I'm being so corny, like I'm like not gonna cry. I'm just like, it's just to me, he is one of like the special people that I really hold like really close because I just feel like the energy from him is just genuine and it's weird, and I genuinely feel like I can talk to him. And like when I even listen to it, and I feel like anyone that likes Day 6 is going to not only know who I like based on my personality, and it is Jay, Park Jaehyung from Day 6. And Jay is just, again, he's really weird, and I love the way he thinks, and I love listening to How Did I Get Here. And sometimes I wish, I love listening to him talk. And I really do thank Dive Studios because they gave him that platform to, you know, be himself and talk about whatever he wants. And I love that. I'm grateful for that because I get to listen to him just talk and see his mind and where it's at. And I'm just like, this is how you think. And I think that is so cool. And like, you know, I feel like it's just a place where I get to know him a little bit more, like the way he talks and the way he thinks. And I'm not, I mean, yeah, I'm simping, but he is my inspiration for even doing this little piece of the podcast that I have by myself. And I mean, like I said, Yvette and I have so many cool things coming out for you guys. Like, we have so much planned, but you know, we're all still humans too, so we have to work. And you know, hopefully, we'll be able to do those things soon, and you guys will really like it. And I hope you do. And yeah, that's it. Like, Jay from Day 6, like, he really just inspired me to even do this because, like, I have thoughts and opinions, and I wish I mean, again, shooting my shot, like, haha. But I'm just like, when I listen to How Did I Get Here, I wish I can give my, like, because like, the way he talks, I wish I can give my 2 cents because I'm just like, I have so many opinions, or I mean, or even I want to say, you know what, like, I didn't even think about it like that to him, and that's pretty much what I want to do. And maybe I might listen to a couple episodes of How Did I Get Here and really analyze it, and maybe come on here and talk about it. And again, like, this is just my little corner of the podcast to do whatever I want. And it's just me being myself. I can be sad and talk about something sad, or I can be happy, or I can be, you know, whatever, whatever I want. Because the what and what in the K-pop stands for whatever you want to do. And that really resonates, because I never even thought about it until I was talking with my co-host last night, Yvette, and I was like, the what does stand for whatever we want to do. Because we do whatever we want on this podcast. We don't just, I don't even know what we're doing. I'm like, who knows what they're doing? But yeah, so I really hope you enjoyed, whoever's listening or whoever's not, I hope you enjoyed this little, it's not a rant, but I guess it's just a check-in, because I just want to let you guys know that, you know, what you see isn't always what it seems when it comes to me. I can be thinking something completely different, but being always happy. But you know what? I want to take this, because maybe it just makes, again, it makes me happy. Maybe someone's listening and like, wow, like they resonate with me. And, you know, like we have something in common. If you ever wanted to message me on our Instagram and we can actually talk about stuff about maybe K-pop, or like, hey, Precious, you know, like it's not that great, but you know, like here's how it is. And I here's how I got through it. Maybe you guys can give me some advice, or maybe you guys can give me ideas or whatever. Like, again, whatever anyone wants to talk to me about on our Instagram at @whenthekpop_official, I would love to interact with you guys, whoever's listening, and I would love to talk to you, because, again, the K-pop world is so big, but the friends that I make from it are so nice and genuine, and I love everyone. And I just wanted to show you guys maybe more, like, a serious side of me. Or any side of me that I really feel like showing you, or that I'm comfortable showing you. But yeah, this is just me. And again, I hope you guys enjoyed my rant, check-in, whatever the hell that this is. Slightly shooting my shot from days slightly shooting my shot at Jay from day six. Because again, he inspired me to do this. Because he's just that kind of guy, I guess. But anyway, I will drop these episodes or segments or whatever this is, my diary, drop a, you know, I'll let you guys read my diary whenever I feel like I have something to say. But until then, everyone live your best K-pop life, stay safe, stay aware. And I want to thank everyone for being, you know, with 40 episodes that we made, like, thank you guys, you know, so much for even listening to us and following our Instagram and stuff like that. Like, I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it so much. And it sounds like, you know, oh, I'm just like, I mean, not gonna lie, like sometimes I feel lonely. And when I like think about K-pop or even talk to my friends, I just feel like I have people again. So, whew, wow, this got really emotional real quick. Okay, bye. But anyway, I hope that you guys have a wonderful day. Please feel free to follow us on all of our socials, on our Instagram at @whatinthekpop_official. There you can find our link tree with a, it's called a link tree because you can find all of our links to all of our social media, like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything like that. Like, interact with us, tell us hi, tell us what you guys want to hear. Interact, let us know. Yeah. Thank you guys very, very much. And maybe I'll drop one soon if I have something to say. Until then, live your best K-pop life. And remember, do whatever you want and just be happy. And that's all I have to say. Anyways, I only wanted to hop on here for 10 minutes, but it turned into 20. Sorry. You guys know I like to talk. And I hate, and it's also, it's obvious, I hate saying goodbye. But anyway, I will let you guys get back to whatever you're doing. And I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, wherever you are. Because remember, the K-pop world is very big, but again, it's also very small because there's only so many of us. So let's all stick together and just be, you know, let's all just stick together. That's it. But I'm gonna, for real, say goodbye, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.